New daily record for illegal channel crossings as 202 migrants reach England. By Jack Montgomery on July 31, 2020. Yet another daily record has been set for illegal aliens crossing the English Channel in small boats, with the Border Force bringing 202 migrants from 20 boats ashore. The Daily Mail suggested that the true figure could be even higher because the Border Force records only include intercepted boats and at least two contingents of migrants were not met at sea but inland, having reached the shore by themselves. The number of illegal small boat crossings we are seeing from France is unacceptably high, commented Home Office Minister Chris Philp, as if his department was not ultimately responsible for stopping them. France have stopped thousands of migrants this year and they stopped more today, he claimed, but conceded that more needs to be done. We need stronger enforcement measures, including interceptions at sea and direct return of boats, and the French have heard that directly from the Home Secretary, referring to the department's top minister, Preeti Patel. Patel has spoken of her determination to put an end to the channel crisis for months now, yet new records for arrivals continue to be set, and Boris Johnson's government remains unwilling to simply turn back or immediately deport the illegal arrivals back to France, which is a safe, first world EU member state where migrants face no danger from the state. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage, who has arguably done more than anyone else to expose the situation in the Channel, putting to sea to confirm that rumored handovers of boat migrants to the British authorities by the French with a video team, sarcastically upbraided Preeti Patel over the new record, remarking, "Looks like you're going to need more hotels." The former UKIP and Brexit Party Supremo had earlier been to a hotel in Bromsgrove, the constituency of the previous Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, and confirmed it was fully booked, hosting migrants believed to have crossed the channel at public expense, some of whom were making local girls uncomfortable, according to locals. In March, one migrant being housed at another hotel in Glasgow, Thadreddin Abdullah Adam, went on a stabbing spree, seriously wounding six people including a police officer, with fellow residents and pro-migration activists suggesting he was unhappy with the hotel's facilities, which included a free laundry service, free Wi-Fi, and free but culturally inappropriate meals. Hundreds attended his funeral in open and seemingly unpunished defiance of Scotland's anti-coronavirus laws. It was not reported that the Sudanese man reached Britain via boat, however. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.